Thank you, and welcome to another broadcast of The Gospel Truth. Your speaker is Marlon Kilpatrick. Today we're continuing our study of what one must understand so as not to be hindered from being baptized. A lack of understanding the nature of the act of baptism will keep many from being scripturally baptized. There are many who believe that it makes little, if any, difference as to how one is baptized. According to some, sprinkling or the pouring of water over the candidate and calling this baptism are as acceptable to God as is immersion. What does the Bible teach in regards to this? In the Scriptures, baptism is always a burial or an immersion. The very meaning of the verb baptize is to dip, plunge, or immerse. Therefore, by the meaning of the word, we can see the action which takes place when one is scripturally baptized. Friend, listen to God's word. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6:4. Again, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Colossians 2:12. In the Scriptures, baptism is always a burial and never a sprinkling or a pouring of water over the candidate. In order to be baptized, one must understand the nature of the act of baptism. Why is baptism a burial and not a sprinkling? In baptism, we have pictured the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Jesus was buried in a tomb. He was not sprinkled with soil. Jesus was raised from the grave, and the sinner is raised from the watery grave of baptism to walk in newness of life. Romans 6 and verse 4. Never in the New Testament will you find that baptism was ever done by sprinkling or pouring water over the candidate. It is always the case that baptism is a burial, and that is so by the very meaning of the word itself. Think it over, my friends. It's a serious matter. What hinders you from being baptized today? It may be that you don't understand the very act of baptism itself and what is involved. Thank you again for listening.